Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Having some health problems and don't know what's wrong? Don't text your group chat asking for opinions on what's wrong with you. Your friends aren't doctors. You need a doctor you can trust. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Plus, they treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and you're just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. Go to ZocDoc.com/Ebro and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Ebro. ZocDoc.com/Ebro.
There's no quick fix for anxiety and depression. It's not finding a new therapist or starting an exercise routine. Not more and regular meditation or a better diet. Sometimes you need something to unlock your brain. A new way of thinking about seeing the world. Maybe that thing is guided ketamine therapy from MindBloom. But there's a new tool to improve your mental health. MindBloom is the leader at-home ketamine therapy, having safely helped thousands of people overcome their anxiety and depression. Unlike traditional talk therapy, ketamine works quickly and doesn't have the unpleasant side effects of traditional antidepressants. In a study of over 1,200 MindBloom clients, 89% reported improvements in their anxiety and depression after only two sessions. Right now, MindBloom is offering our listeners $100 off your first six-session program when you sign up at mindbloom.com/Ebro and use the promo code Ebro. Take the first step and break free from your anxiety and depression with MindBloom. mindbloom.com/Ebro and use the promo code Ebro.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Laura, I'm willing to say this guy is a friend of the show now.
I think so. We're very excited to see him.
That's right. Young Caleb McLaughlin in the building.
What's up? What's up?
How are you, man?
Feeling good. How you guys doing?
Just back again, I think for the third time. I think you're a three-timer on the show.
I think so. I remember last year I was, it was around this time.
Well, yeah, get a little closer to your mic.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Let me sit up. Let me
there, get you go, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. No, it was around, I dropped my song last year. And yeah. I came on the show on
was
Zoom.
Was it post? No, there was Zoom. There was an in-person.
Yeah.
There's a bunch. Stranger Things Now is done. That part of your life is, that chapter is closed.
Not yet. Almost.
How much do we have left?
One more season.
Wait, maybe. There's one more season of Stranger Things?
One more season, yeah. I know everyone gets confused of like, is there more?
Why did I think that was it?
Yeah, I had a feeling it was it too, but this makes me happy.
Well, because we take so long to drop, so
well, you have to.
Yeah, no, yes and no. Is I feel like every time we start filming, it's something's always happening, like COVID, or
like COVID.
Then right now there's the writer's strike.
Yeah.
So you guys haven't shot yet?
No.
So there is one more season.
We're ready though. We're ready. We were supposed to start very soon, but.
Any sort of finishing touches that were being done in the writing, though, now get held up. It can't happen until...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's for the writers and the, Duffers to... You know, I can't really answer those questions.
Yeah, and then there could be... They're saying then there could be a director strike, too.
So we'll start in 3 years.
But one thing that is in the can is your new film about the life and upbringing of Mr. Young LeBron James.
Yes, Shooting Stars in Peacock. What is on Peacock. When is this coming out?
June 2nd.
Exciting. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I mean, we get to dive into the life of LeBron James, but we get to also meet the people that he grew up with, people that supported him and he supported. I play Little Drew, one of his teammates, the point guard, super confident, tenacious person. He grew up with LeBron and is still friends with him to this day.
Now, you ball, too, so mm-hmm. were you just excited? Let's be honest. Were you just excited about this because they were like, it's a basketball movie? You
get to play lots of basketball? Yeah, for sure. You know, being a part of a basketball movie, you don't want to be a part of any old basketball movie. There's so many classics out there. So when they told me it was a LeBron James movie, I was like, oh, man, I got to be a part of this.
Were you like, I need to practice, too, make sure I look nice out there?
Of course, practice to make sure I was good, but I've been balling my whole life, so I knew I'd be straight.
Had you been staying active with basketball up until the time like that you shot the film? Like, had you always stayed up on it, even when you were doing TV, et cetera?
I try to, but I just pick up a ball, make sure I still have the handles and the shot in the bag, you know. But actually, it was fun. I didn't practice enough up until that point. I thought I would be good. I had too much confidence going into boot camp. So then, Scoot Henderson, Mookie Cook, AJ Willis, they showed me, they was like, nah, you're an actor, bro. Like, no, relax.
And so they had to put you to work.
Oh yeah, for sure.
How hard was the work?
Oh, it was intense because as an actor, I wouldn't say it's laid back in film and TV, but, you know, you have chances. You have, like, if you mess up on a line, you have, you know, take one, take two, take three. Basketball is like, no, you got to make sure that pass is right. Last second chances in the fourth quarter, if you don't make the pass, you don't make the shot, it's over, right? So they were on top of me. They would get mad at me if I made the wrong pass or I missed the shot.
And did you have to do a lot, like, with cardio, too? Were they pushing you in that way? Or were you like, nah, bro, we're not playing real games. Relax. You're doing suicides.
I definitely gave him some fever. Like, I'm sitting on the bench, bro. I'm not doing all this, bro. Yeah. And even working with the guys, the boot camp, I wouldn't even say the boot camp was the most challenging part of shooting. It was actually filming the scenes, because
you have to get it right.
Different angles, different shots. So we'll film from like 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. just running up and down the court,
doing
the same play. And just my knees and my shins. Oh my god.
And like also, I'm sure just like the frustration of needing it to be very specific. Like, that was one of the things I've really, you know, come to appreciate in my work with WWE. Is having to do physical things right in one take is like an incredibly challenging thing. It's one thing to act and get it right in one take.
Yeah.
But when it also requires that you physically get things right, some sort of athletic thing correct, that's a challenge, bro.
Exactly.
Now, I've said this before. First time I ever met Caleb was at the celebrity game in 2017.
Yeah, that's wild. I was a baby.
How old are you now?
I'm 21.
Yeah. So you were 15 then?
Yeah. Like, so, 15, yeah, yeah. 15.
They offer you a training session that day. Did you do the little training session the day of the celebrity game?
So that was New Orleans?
New Orleans, yep.
Okay, back in those days, let me confess, I was sick, actually. I had, like, the flu. Okay. Back in those days, you know, if you were sick, you still went outside.
Oh, you weren't missing the celebrity game?
Heck no. So they did offer it, but I didn't go because I was sick in bed.
So I went out and did one training session. I was like, you know what? I want to
like
be on point.
Like a little 30-minute joint?
No, it was like an hour. And I was just like, oh, okay, I'm going to take some shots, whatever. And they actually, these trainers actually treated it like a real practice of sorts. But I wasn't doing suicides or anything. Yo, even getting up that amount of shots and just running to a spot and shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting. Yeah. I was like, yo, I kind of forgot how intense this game is.
It is intense, yeah.
By the time you got to the actual game, were you like, my neck, my back?
Yeah, no, it was yes. And also, though, I was warm enough. That's why I came out and hit that first shot and everyone thought I was nice, because I was loose from that day. And never forget, that was the day when I told Hasan Minhaj, I told Hasan, I said, listen, do not play too much defense. You will make an ass of yourself. And this man crossed it.
He was talking so much. He was talking too much because I wasn't really playing too good. I was low key nervous being there with everybody.
And you were sick.
Yeah, exactly. So I really wasn't up to the. I wasn't 100%. But towards the end of the game, the Advil started kicking in and all my medicine, right? And then it started guarding me up. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm coming down the court, crossed him up with the right hand, brought it to the left, and he stumbled. Everyone was like, oh!
I think he might have fallen. Did he hit one knee?
I think he did like a stumble back. Or
it was bad.
No,
it was bad. I told him, I was like, bro, what are you doing? We're playing a celebrity game. You're going to make an ass of yourself. What's going on with the music, by the way? Last time we talked to you, you were doing music. Is there more music now?
Oh, yeah. You know, prior to my drop for Neighborhood and Soul Travel, I've been in the studio for a minute, and I'm still in the studio right now. But I dipped my toes in the music industry, but I want to do a cannonball now. So I'm just taking my time and making sure everything is set up right.
So what would that look like if you were to, quote-unquote, cannonball in? What are you talking about? An album?
Like an EP album, just music. You know, everybody knows me as the actor. I play different roles and different personalities. People don't know who Caleb is. And my music is just showing and telling people who I am in my life, you know? Like, people don't know, like, a lot of people don't know about me. Like, it's funny. I've been around, not around, but I've been to other parties. I'm meeting new people as I'm getting older. And people are like, yo, I didn't know you were like this. You're actually mad cool. I thought you were Lucas. I'm like, definitely not Lucas. I'm not from Indiana. I'm not a nerd, really. I have nerd ways, but I'm not like...
Right, you're not Lucas.
I'm not D&D Lucas, but I love Lucas. He's an iconic character, but like, right. Caleb is a totally different person. So...
is that... So we've talked about that before and how people, you know, thinking of you as, you know, being more than Lucas. Mm-hmm. But obviously you love the character and it means a lot to you.
Yes.
But also as you get older, you don't, if there are people who checked out, let's say they watched a few seasons or they really think of it as the younger version of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there people who also don't realize because you've grown up that you are little Lucas from Stranger Things? Because when you walk in this room, your presence is not the same as Lucas from Stranger Things.
Yeah, nah, I mean, so, because without the facial hair, so what happened was I was filming in Italy for like 3 months, and I had my beard grew up to here.
Oh, wow, you went high.
Yeah, I had to grow it out, like a really nasty beard. This is a clean version of it, right? And no one recognized me, but as soon as I started posting, then people were like, oh, that's Caleb. Right. But without the facial, people see my face, my facial structure and everything. But even that, too, like people are like, wait, I know you. Where are you from? A lot of people say, did you, like 30 year olds would come up to me like, what high school did you go to? I'm like, we're not the same age. I'm 21. They're like, oh, I'm like, wait, 30. That's crazy. What are you talking about? Some people say I look like, you know, have you guys seen The Little Rascals?
Yeah. Yeah,
and how they put the disguise on with like the tape. Yeah. Someone said I look like a little rascal with a fake beard.
Fake
I'm like,
beard.
Nah, that's crazy. So it depends on who I'm talking to.
Then listen, and I mean, let's talk about the fact too that I mean, you got braids tight enough to make Jimmy Butler blush. You know what I mean? These are on point. Jimmy Butler blows my mind every game. I'm like, yo, he has to get these things tightened up every single day.
Oh, no, that's a fact. Yeah, I can't wear braids all the time. This is for when I'm, you know, I'm outside or I'm doing interviews. I want my hair to just get longer and, you know.
Now you have its own thing. Go ahead, Laura. Sorry.
Wait, Caleb, what are you listening to right now? Like, what are some of your favorite artists?
Okay, right now I was just put on to Rema.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's fire. His whole album is fire. But everything on his new album, I can't even say I don't like. I love every single song in there. His inflections, his delivery, his flow is insane. Mm-hmm. Some songs I don't even know what he's saying, but I'm feeling it. Right. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm listening to Rema. I'm an old school soul. I'm an old soul. So my favorite artist of all time is Stevie Wonder. Oh, I love listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love music, Soulchild. I feel like I have a crazy range in when I listen to music.
So. That come from your parents? Or?
Yeah. And I love gospel music. So it's like, it doesn't matter. I love good music.
You have 14.5 million followers on Instagram. You get a ton of engagement. Obviously, the people who love you. How much do you pay attention? By the way, check out the six pack on Young King. What's that like, bro?
What is it like?
What's that like, man? I wonder one day.
I don't know.
He's like one day.
Yo, I mean, yo, pause. I'm just zooming in on his abs. I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Look at pause.
Yo,
pause.
Yo, this is no.
That's the vacation abs though. That's the vacation. I was like, bruh. I was in Jamaica visiting family.
Check out this dude's abs, man. No, he's come on, man!
Yeah, that's all.
I just had a quesadilla and a pina colada, man. And
well,
I was
bro,
like, "Yo,
he's
take this photo."
He can do that.
Still, yeah. But how much do you get caught up in the social media stuff? Do you look at your social a lot? Are you checking comments?
Yeah,
you...
I mean, once in a while, sometimes I take a break. Sometimes I check it out and, you know, look at comments, see what people are talking about.
Are people
about
mostly things. Cool? You don't deal with a lot of nonsense, do you?
No, I mean, you always have some people's. So you need. I was not negativity. It's a good balance.
Hate? What's the regular hate that pops up in your comments and stuff?
Okay. Something recently. So I just did a men's health like issue.
I get it.
So I did that, right? Okay. I saw a comment. Someone was like, he's wearing gloves to the gym. What?
wearing gloves to the gym.
They got mad at me because I was wearing gloves to the gym. So I was like, cool.
What do you mean? You mean like workout gloves? Like to hold
the
bar?
Yeah, because when I'm benching, bench pressing and stuff.
What's wrong with wearing gloves?
People just find
something to
anything.
Say.
Anything. It doesn't matter.
It's actually funny to me. You know, growing up, though, I think it used to affect me. But, I mean, that's like, I haven't really seen anything too bad recently. But when I first came onto the scene, it's always like, you know, the really negative comments. But when you're younger, it gets to your head. But as I got older,
I'm waiting for that day. Whatever. One day I'm going to grow up.
No, you realize that anyone who hates on you is a bozo.
Yeah, you know.
Especially you. I mean, but by the way, if the worst thing they're talking about is gloves at the gym.
I haven't really seen anything. And also, I just kind of like scroll.
You know what my dumb hate is?
Huh?
The dumb hate I get. I get real hate too, much worse than yours, I'm sure. But I get my dumb hate is, why don't you just come out and admit that you're dying your beard? All the time.
But if you are.
I'm not. If I would, I'd have an endorsement. I'd be promoting it. Why would I care?
I don't think it really, you know.
We know what's going on. I'm like, we know. What? Are you insane? Thank you. It's the only compliment I really feel like I get. So the movie is coming out on June 2nd.
Yes.
Shooting start. Did you get some QT with LeBron as a result of this?
Or his crew.
Yeah, that little Drew, for sure. I met LeBron once at the All-American McDonald's game in Houston. I went to go see Mookie Cook play. He's the one that's playing LeBron.
Okay.
And LeBron was there watching Bronny. So I went up to him and I just met him. And I met him and he said, y'all did your thing on that day. He's like, y'all killed that thing. Appreciate you. I was like, oh, appreciate you, man. But he was really cool. But I got to speak to Drew a lot during the time filming Shooting Stars. I met him, spoke to him, and then I got his number. And we sat on the phone for hours just talking about
him.
And
he's a cool cat, too?
Real cool.
What does he do now?
What does he do? He's actually a coach at Cleveland State.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
He's doing a lot of other things, but at the time, I knew he just got back from practice with his players, and he was just dropping, you know, gems to the guys and was just telling us about the relationship and who they were and who he was on the team.
Oh, that's really, really cool, man. Listen, Caleb, as you know, you have an open-door policy here. We support you. We're excited for you. June 2nd on Peacock, Shooting Stars. Come back anytime, dude.
Yes, and when you're ready with your music, when you're ready with your EP, come see us.
I got you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you.
Laura Stiles here. Check out season 2 of Summer Jam Through the Years, available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood. Summer Jam, it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on that Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life.
Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?